Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am proud to be a Pet World Insider. I love reading, as I've shared with all of you. It is the greatest way for you to be able to get a whole lot of knowledge about such a wide variety of different things going on in the pet world at a really inexpensive price, because grabbing all these experts and hiring for them an hour or so, that can get pretty expensive. Fortunately, we have a lot of great friends here at Pet World Insider, and we're able to bring them to you. One of those just amazing people who has a lot of great insight into the animal world is Dr. Justine Lee. She's joining us. She is the author of a number of great books, and she's also, you might remember her from the Pet Poison Helpline, but she's here today to talk to us about her book, It's a Dog's Life, But It's Your Carpet. Dr. Justine, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on the show.
I love this book. You literally answer all of the questions that us pet owners ask, but maybe sometimes not out loud. So let's just jump right into these. I want to talk about a couple of quick questions here. How do I make my dog shed less?
Great question. You know, I'm probably the worst person to ask these. As a veterinarian, I actually shave my cats just to decrease some of the shedding in the spring. But in actuality, we don't normally recommend that with dogs unless they have a certain hair coat that is curly, that continues to grow like a poodle. One of the best ways to help Fido shed less is basically to brush them frequently. So my easy reminder to myself is always Sunday after brunch is I take the time to make sure I'm exercising my cat indoors with a laser pointer, and then I'm also taking the time to brush my dog out. I do this outside, and honestly, I use a Furminator or something similar. Depending on the length of your dog's hair, it's a great way of being able to groom them. Remember, just like if you don't brush your hair for a week at a time, it just feels gross. Dogs actually appreciate being brushed out because it helps them. It helps maintain a healthy, oily coat and gets at all the clumps and all the mats. So when in doubt, definitely take the time to help your pet shed less by just grooming them more frequently.
That is great tips there. We have another one of the questions that we get in quite a bit, which is, why does my dog drag his rear on the ground?
Unfortunately, when that happens, while it looks gross, sometimes your dog actually leaves a little brown streak on the white carpet. And, you know, I actually wrote this book, It's a Dog's Life, But It's Your Carpet, because it has funny but factual answers in there. So when you see your dog dragging his butt, it is actually a medical condition most of the time. There are two scent glands called anal glands or anal sacs in the back, and they basically release this foul, gross odor, but it's a way that a dog scents. And so, unfortunately, these glands oftentimes can become impacted, and what that means is a liquid that's supposed to come out when your dog defecates, unfortunately, gets stuck in there. And so not only can that scent not come out, but that liquid can get infected. And so it's really irritating. It causes some inflammation. And to be quite honest, your dog's just dragging his butt because he's trying to itch it and trying to help express the anal glands. So if you see your dog doing that frequently, needs an immediate trip to the veterinarian. And the main reason why is they need to have a rectal exam to help with expression of the anal glands. Sometimes even just increasing the fiber content long-term-wise and the diet can help with that. But you do want to make sure some of these can become bad infections and chronic problems. So when in doubt, talk to your veterinarian about it.
We also get this one in a lot, and I love how you deal with this. Do dogs instinctively hate cats?
No, they don't. You know, I'm a big believer in rescue, and I have a rescue pit bull and two cats that I rescued, and it's really about socialization. I am a firm believer that you have to introduce them very carefully if you have two species, like a cat and a dog.
Sure.
And I also tell people, when in doubt, there are certain breeds of dogs that are more prey-driven, so they can be more aggressive. So everyone always thinks of things like pit bulls, but greyhounds are actually one of the most dangerous when it comes to living with a cat.
Interesting. So
certain breeds that I would just have on my radar, you can still potentially live with a cat, but again, when in doubt, talk to your veterinarian, talk to a veterinary behaviorist, talk to a trainer about it. So greyhounds, Akitas, Siberian Huskies, Rottweilers, pit bulls. When in doubt, you do want to make sure they're well socialized, that you're always there when you do socialize them together. And you can get them to actually live in a total harmony together. My pit bull sleeps with his cat, and they're best friends. So when in doubt, they can become friends, but you definitely do want to be cautious about it in the beginning.
So another one that I love the way you dealt with it, you know, if cats have 9 lives, how many lives do dogs have?
Well, unfortunately, just one. And I always joke, we always joke in the veterinary profession, you should never name your dog Lucky, because your dog will be anything but lucky. In fact, we usually see horrible, horrible conditions in dogs named Lucky. So do us all a favor and don't name your dog Lucky. Cats, interestingly enough, do seem to have a fortuitous extra lifespan where they seem to survive so much. And we do truly believe, you know, we joke about it, that cats have 9 lives, but they are able to survive some amazing things. Dogs, unfortunately, don't seem to have that same luck with them. So when in doubt, keep your dog on a leash, keep them healthy, and check with the veterinarian frequently to keep them healthy. So you don't even have to avoid the risk of having 2+9 lives.
Now, one of the ones that I'm really interested in, my dog Sugar has a titanium front leg. And in your book, you answer the question, are a dog's front legs arms or legs?
Great question. They're actually anatomically similar to our front legs. Same exact bones as humans. They just evolved to be a little bit different. So you still are going to have your humerus, your radius, your ulna, but the front legs of a dog are the equivalent of our arms. We're just bipedal. We stand up versus dogs are on 4 legs.
You have so many great things in this book. I really love it, folks. If you haven't had a chance to check out this book, you definitely need to. We're going to have Dr. Justine on talking more about the great questions that she has. But in the meantime, go out and get the book, read the entire thing, because there are literally, I mean, just hundreds of things that she touches on. Great book. Dr. Justine, where can they get more information on this great book?
They can go to my website, drjustinelee.com, or they can purchase the book online at amazon.com.
Remember, folks, it's a dog's life, but it's your carpet. So if you want those answers, go get this great book. Dr. Justine, thank you for joining and sharing with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Perfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.